morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a new week of the Live with Reng Show. Always a lot going on. Here's something you can all be thankful for. You do not live in an area called, well, I should say many of you probably will say you're not thankful. You can be thankful for Gratiot Lake. It's in the Kewanee Peninsula. So where is that peninsula? It is west of Marquette, Michigan, and north of Houghton. It's way up there. They have 265.5 inches of snow this winter season, and they are speedily heading to 300 inches of snow. Yes. I just saw that. I thought it was amazing. I have a bunch of pictures in a video. I put a piece out there so we can start the week off with something to smile at to some extent. Now, I love a great snowstorm. I really do. As long as it hits on a Friday or a Saturday, because most of us work in Monday through Friday, then we can dig out. But I truly do love having a great snowstorm to watch and then even dig out. Now, would I like 300 inches of snow during one Michigan winter? Unless I was retired and my home was extremely well insulated, I'd have to say that was a big no. Now, those of you who are big snowmobilers, what this area is huge, probably would love it. You've got to check out those pictures I have out there. Just go to WBCKFM.com or WKMI.com. Eventually, it'll be up on that site. 265 and a half inches already on its way to 300 inches. Now, they report that the current snow there is 21 inches above average. So you get it. It's 265. Well, that's 21 inches above average. Now, that same location last year only got 165 inches of total snow. I'm sure the climate, the global warming zealots all said it was due to global warming, and now they're all quiet when it comes to approaching 300 inches. So let's put that in perspective. Currently, Kalamazoo has about 56 inches so far this year. 265.5 for Gratiot Lake and the Keweenaw Peninsula. Again, that's way up there in the UP. 265 and a half inches. Kalamazoo, 56 inches, which is 7.5 inches below normal. Grand Rapids, 62.3 inches, 4.2 inches higher than normal. Jackson, Michigan, 36.9 inches, 1.1 inches below normal. You may be wondering how much snow has fallen on Marquette, because a lot of us know of Marquette and we think of that's where a lot falls. 170.4, which is actually 26 inches above normal. So that's how much is there. I also got a great website I put out there, a link for you if you want to find out in your town where you are when it comes to snowfall. So snowfall. So check that out. Where in Michigan could it reach 300 inches of snow this winter? Yes, I just gave you a lot of the information, but there are quite a bit of awesome pictures that I was able to put out there, as well as connecting to different sites. Well, where do we go? Certainly in Russia. The good news in Russia is apparently Putin is understanding where he is going. And it's going to be a lot difficult than he thought. I believe that because we're being told now that there's going to be some type of peace talks on the border of Belarus and the Ukraine to try to end this. I, for one, is extremely surprised. I thought that the Russian army was a professional army. Apparently, it is not. They have killed over 300 civilians, 16 of them, it's being reported, are children. And that's due to the fact that they're indiscriminately, it appears, bombing places of where civilians live, apartment buildings and what have you. I personally saw a video out there of an armored vehicle coming down a highway and then literally turning over to run over a car that was coming the other way and just smashed it and killed them. So they appear not to be a professional army any longer and under Putin. They're just thugs. So let's hope there truly are some talks coming our way and Putin can get out of this without embarrassing himself too much, because it could go to the next step. We'll certainly go into that. I wrote another piece that I wanted to get out there because I want people who maybe had not heard of it, and maybe we can get something rocking and rolling here in the state of Michigan where people would be able to, or more school board members would do this. And I titled it, I do that quite often to myself. I change the title and I forget to change it in my show prep paper. Local Michigan school board member apologizes for their policies. Has yours. That's the name of the piece. Many more people are coming to the realization, as many of you know, how much our school children have suffered during the COVID-19 pandemic by needless school policies. Many schools and their politicians use this pandemic to advance their own gains, from power to unbelievable amounts of money they asked for and were showered with. By the way, to that point, debt-ridden Flint schools to give each employee $22,000 in COVID-19 money from working from home. The rest of you who didn't work from home and actually had to suffer, had to risk yourself, you get nothing. Managers of Flint Community Schools have spent more money on operations than the district brings in ever since 2010 and 11. Now, the district is poised to give $156.1 million in federal tax dollars to teachers and employees. That's more money than they owe. Now, the district says it lacks the authority to use the cash to pay off the longstanding debt, and instead will give each employee $22,500 in extra pay. Why? These were the employees that never worked on site. They worked from home. See what I mean about the slush fund that's out there? The superintendent in an email said the funding that has been allocated to the district has specific guidelines for use that must be adhered to. Additionally, the federal COVID relief that has been allocated is on a reimbursement basis, which means the district must spend the funding on approved expenses per the guidelines first before being reimbursed for those expenses, end quote. So we gave money, or Biden and the Democrats gave money to schools across the country and said, you can't use this for what you want or need. You have to use it for this, and part of this is paying a lot of money to people who didn't work or didn't put themselves in any danger by working because they worked from home. Now, I'm not complaining one way or the other. That's just the situation. And I am complaining about the money. The fact that they worked from home, they avoided the hazard. How many people couldn't avoid the hazard or didn't avoid the hazard? And they're getting nothing. And these are the people who damaged our children's education, their minds, emotionally. And they're getting ungodly amounts of money for doing that. Now, as I say in this piece, I wanted to point out about this school board member, unfortunately only one, from Grand Ledge, who apologized for the policies and how it harmed the children. And in this piece, I have three. I could have put 100. I stopped at 3. The World Economic Forum wrote, and there's a link to it, the global education crisis is even worse than we thought. Here's what needs to happen, quote unquote. Pew, Pew Trust wrote, quote, COVID harmed kids' mental health and schools are feeling it, end quote. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, wrote, quote, adverse consequences of school closures, end quote. And all three of those have links to their actual source, and you could read what they wrote. There's quite a bit more. I should stop there. Because I know most people who come out of their ideological bumper see how harmful theirs and the teachers' unions actually really harmed the children. Now, it's nice to see this one person apologizing, and we'll get into that coming up after this. By the way, if you'd like to get involved with the show, be part of the show today, please do so. The number's 269-441-9595. Lines are now open, 269-441-9595. You're listening to Live with Rankin. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening
to Live with Rank Show. Oh, wait till you hear. I have this audio clip of President Trump a few years ago sitting at a table. I saw the video of it. Obviously, it's going to be an audio with you guys. Basically telling the NATO general who was right across from the head of NATO and others at the table how bad it is what Germany is doing in relying on giving billions of dollars a year to Putin and Russia because of the gas situation and oil situation. You guys are going to love this piece. Hold on, I will play for it for you in a little bit. I was talking about, first of all, the Ann Arbor public school system board meeting last Wednesday, I think it was canceled because two people would not wear a mask. Interesting. And then I came into this article. A Northern Michigan health officer is stepping down from her position this spring, citing a, quote, hostile work environment, end quote, and lack of support by some members of the local board of health during the coronavirus pandemic. Her name is Lisa Peacock, health officer for the Health Department of Northwest Michigan, and she submitted her resignation last week, and she'll be leaving at the end of April. The issue would be this. Because people aren't agreeing with them or just laying down and taking their edicts and getting heat for it, they then claim it's a hostile work environment. Well, I could claim that almost every day in what I do here with the emails and the threats that I get. That's certainly a hostile work environment. She said, I'm very saddened to offer my resignation. I love my job, the employees I work with, and our community partners who support our missions. Well, short of anybody who is trying to threaten these people with physical violence, if you can't handle the heat, then maybe it's good to get out of the kitchen, or perhaps maybe you should look back at your decisions you've made and see if they really have hurt the people. I understand the decisions many of these people made in the beginning of this, the first few months. But as I keep telling you, and as the science and data is very clear, we all knew what this was within a few months. Heck, even St. Fauci knew what this was within a few months. By June of that year, July of that year, he was saying these kids need to go back to school. And that was for the 2021 school year, let alone the 2021-2022 school year that we're in right now. The head of the CDC, Robert Redfield, same thing. These kids are safer being at school. We know the vulnerable population. It's older people, 65 and older, and those with underlying health issues. We know all that. Yet these people still force their edicts on all of us knowing they had no science behind them. So then you have to ask the question, why do they do it? Perhaps they were offering a hostile life environment. Where do we go when we felt, as she did, that it was a hostile work environment? Okay, I respect you for feeling that way. I respect your feeling. I get it. That's your thought. Well, it's a hostile life environment that you have put on us. So where do we go to resign? We can't get away from your hostile life environment that you put on us. Our kids, if we can't afford to send them to a private school, can't get away from the hostile school environment you guys created. I'm talking about the county health officers. I'm talking about the state people, whomever was involved in putting out there that hostile school environment. So there, I give back. I respect that you felt that you're in a hostile work environment and you want to resign. Okay. How do we resign from your hostile life environment? How do we resign from your hostile school environment? How do we protect our children from your really bad policies and decisions, totally unscientifically proven? No data behind what you did. In fact, the data was opposite of what you said since mid-2020. But we couldn't get away from that. But what do our schools do? We give $22,500 bonuses to people who worked from home during that time. Of your federal tax dollars. Coming from that $1.9 trillion we didn't need to spend, which was the straw that broke the camel's back on inflation. Did you guys go shopping this weekend? My wife and I did, and we noticed once again, prices went up even higher. We were very, very worried. Or I take that back, surprised at the prices we were seeing. This isn't slowing down. This is getting worse. And just about every item we were looking to buy cost more than it did a week ago. Just like you guys, we all buy a lot of the same stuff. And every week, I buy certain, well, it was fish. Frozen tilapia. And it went up a couple months ago, and then it stayed the same for months. And then over the weekend, went up another 10%. In fact, my wife and I started buying stuff that we didn't need immediately, but we're trying to hedge our financial life or situation up against future inflation numbers because it's not stopping. When we saw it happen this weekend, when we saw these prices go up once again, even the things that are on sale, have you noticed they're on sale, but their sale price is close to their price prior to this? It's just getting worse. Will it ever get better? Who knows? Why would it when they know they can get these prices out of you now? How about you guys? Did you notice an increase? At least on some of them? It was like a new round of increases of prices. 269-441-9595. Or you can email me at rank, R-E-N-K, at townsquaremedia.com. Love to hear from you. We'll take a quick break. Come back on the other side. You listen to Live with Rank. Thank you for that. The People's Convoy grows in size as it's leaving California. We talked about this. They started in Barstow, California. They were hoping to get, I think, 1,000 trucks. According to the group's supporters, they've tweeted out that the convoy included at least 2,000 trucks and vehicles by last Friday. Cars all over the place are lining the highways. People stood on overpasses, and all of them are cheering and waving flags as the truckers honk their horns. They're in Texas. Well, as of last Friday, late Saturday, they were in Oklahoma. Quote, "I think we're all trucking across America with most of the country at this point," end quote, said one of the truckers. Now, the group was protesting the national state of emergency, they say. Quote, "We the people want our country back, the one that we love, Old Glory, the America, the beautiful, and the brave, because that's who we are, and that is what we are, and what we want to continue to be. We do not want to be under a dictatorship, communism-style regime," end quote. And that's what this is all about. Now you're going to see the mainstream manipulative media just tear these people apart, probably call them QAnon and Trumpsters and Nazis and white supremacists. Even the non-white people will be called white supremacists. Because they're afraid of the people. They try to squelch the people. As many of you know, if the left was honest about what they were going to do, well, they were pretty honest this last election, I have to tell you. And all those people who voted for Democrats were voting for pretty much all the bad stuff that we see today because they told you we're going to have open borders. They told you they're going to spend wildly, causing this inflation. They told you we're going to stop all carbon-based fuels or do it as best as we can. They told you all that. They allowed the cities to be destroyed, parts of cities to be destroyed from the looting, from the Black Lives Matter, the Antifa, and the counter-protesters. They allowed all of the attacks that happened. They cheered them on. They bailed them out. They told you they have no respect for the police in their actions. They told you they were going to use the military to come down on us. And these people still voted for it. So I'm really hoping they're high-fiving each other in the stores when they recognize each other as being Democrats who voted for this and say, yes, yes, look at those prices. Through the roof. That's what we wanted. Because all the intelligent people were telling you that's what will happen with these policies. And again, as I said last week, I hope they're all high-fiving each other at the pumps. Yes. $3.60 a gallon. Oh, man, four is just around the bend. Yes. Because they voted for that. And this time around, and that's where I caught myself earlier, in the past, they would hide that, the left. They didn't hide it this time. So this time around, they can't hide behind, well, we're not really politically active people and we only watch the mainstream manipulative media and we only listen to what they say and they said none of this would happen. So they can't do that because the people they voted for told them what they're going to do. So why they're so surprised now that it's happening and the new polls that keep coming out. And it's good that they keep coming out and it looks worse and worse for the left. But the harm they have done to this country so far, and not even this country, foreign affairs, what's going on in Russia, Ukraine, part of that is due to the weakness of the United States, no one even emailed me over the weekend saying, well, I couldn't call in or I'm not going to talk to you on air, which is fine. But you were wrong. You were wrong that, or this is the reason why none of this happened when Trump was leading this country. The last time Russia did anything, Obama, Biden. And they wait for 1 year after Trump is gone. Just 1 year. And they say, oh, Biden's in? Well, let's start planning on getting into the rest of Ukraine. And they do it. Now, because the rest of the world are standing up to him, and I hope they continue, but don't be fooled. You heard about the SWIFT. Oh, yeah, SWIFT. Rank, you were wrong. See, they finally came through, and they're going to take Russia off of SWIFT. Oh, yeah. Did you hear that? 80% of the banks, not the other 20. That does absolutely nothing other than hurt the people, not Putin. He's just going to run his energy money that all of you are paying for. We're buying, funding the war. We're funding Russia's war with Ukraine to the tune of 600,000 barrels of oil a day because of all the shutdown of the pipelines that we have out there. So, yes, they brought SWIFT along. Apparently, Germany and other countries agree to it, but not all of it. All right. That means nothing then. It literally means nothing unless you were to take every bank in Russia off of SWIFT. The SWIFT messaging system. It's basically a system, for those of you who maybe aren't caught up on it yet, that allows companies, countries, people to be able to send money over to different countries and convert money. Countries really need it. And the fact that only 80% of the banks in Russia tells you it was just a political dodge for them, my feelings. Now, back to this people's convoy here in the United States. One of the organizers said, quote, the whole purpose is for us to tell the government that we're ready for things to go back to the way they were before the pandemic, end quote. There's actually the People's Convoy's Facebook page showed a convoy that's forming in Maui, Hawaii. When AOC and Tlaib and the others in the Suicide Squad and those who are far left and not in the Suicide Squad, elected politicians, heard that the Maui in Hawaii has a convoy that's being, the People's Convoy that's being created. They said, see, we told you they're going to use those train tracks. We said we're going to put across the ocean, because remember AOC and in their manifesto for the green world, their manifesto that said that they're going to get rid of all plane travel and they're going to create train tracks to get to Europe. I can't remember if they specifically said that or people were asking them, well, how are you going to get to Europe? And it was train tracks. So maybe they're thinking that they're going to use those train tracks. They don't even know that those train tracks aren't set up yet. I still want to know how they're going to... Will they be floating train tracks? I don't know. We'd have to ask AOC and Tlaib and the rest of them to find that out. This convoy is headed for Washington, D.C. to get there by the time that Biden gives a State of the Union address. I think it's Tuesday night. I played for you that clip from one of the organizers that was smart enough to say, we come in peace. This is why we're doing it. Now, the Pentagon believes that everybody loves Biden so much that they have to send 700 National Guard troops to Washington, D.C. to manage the traffic. That's what we're told to be doing. 269-441-9595. You can also email me at rank, R-E as in excellent, N-K, at townsquaremedia.com. We'll take this top of the hour break and come back with more. Have some great audio clips for you. Also more information. Love to hear from you guys. Again, one of the overriding questions is, what should we do in Ukraine?